Okay, we're going to call the personnel committee to order. Go through our agenda here. The first thing we've got, I don't have any special reports tonight. I haven't heard from any of the other committee members as well. This is our first meeting, so we have no old business to discuss. Our first item of new business I want to open up for the election of a permanent chair was named the interim chair by Judge Dawson, but I want to open the floor to a motion for a permanent chair.
I'll move that you get on the chair.
We have a motion and a second.
Who was the second?
Justice Sirk. Okay, any discussion on that? Okay, no discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you all. Appreciate that. Just another thing I'd like to go over is just how the personnel committee will conduct business, kind of similar to what Justice Lahosky spoke about. I'm going to try to operate these meetings off an agenda, so if you want to be placed on the agenda, just email me with your request to be put on the agenda, whatever that is. I'm going to reiterate his words of go ahead and CC Margaret and Phil on there as well. And deadline's the same, Margaret, for that, you know, Thursdays. Okay. So I'm going to do my best to do that just in the name of transparency. If there are any requests that come up during the meeting, we're just going to kind of use our discretion on what the topic's going to be and whether we think it's something we want to discuss. But for the most part, if we can do that, I think that would be the most beneficial thing. As well as just during our meeting, the way I'm going to try to do things in this is, at first I'm going to get feedback from the JPs up here on the committee. After we've had our discussion up here, I'm going to open it up to our JPs and our elected officials that are in the audience and in attendance, and then for the public. And I'll try to do that for each one of our agenda items as we go through there, because we've got a little more flexibility here in our committees than we do in full court. And those were really the things as far as that conducting business. Main thing is operate off the agenda and just try to get it ahead of time so we can know that. Anybody else have any questions on that? Any other comments? Okay. I wanted to go over a couple things on the personnel committee helpful resources. These are just some of the things that I've used in the past on personnel committee. I've got some sheets out there for the audience, anybody that wants it. I've given one to each of the committee members. But it's just a little bit of helpful info on resources that we can use. The first thing I put on there was the organizational ordinance. That's out on the county website. You can go there and look at it, but it just kind of defines the scope of the personnel committee and what we're going to do in the personnel committee. The next one I have listed on there is the Faulkner County Personnel Manual. You can find that on the county's website. There's a link as well. I went ahead and noted a couple of pages on there that are kind of specific to some of the things that we're going to look at here on personnel. Page 13, the request to quorum court. So for pay raises and items of that, those typically come in May and September. So it discusses that section right there, and I've got that called out, as well as raise requests. And then on page 58, we've got a salary survey examples on there that we've passed by ordinance that the elected officials and managers will bring to us, just the salary surveys they've done for comparable positions in comparable counties. And then a couple other resources there is the AAC Publication Library. They regularly publish yearly COLA figures and salary survey figures, so I think those are really helpful to look at as we're considering these requests. And I just thought this would be a good, just simple little resource that if you want to go do some reading and homework, this is some items that I've used in the past that have been helpful to me on that. Does the committee have any questions or any other comments on items that I might have forgotten or didn't put on there? Okay. Hearing none.
From the audience, may I say thank you?
You can. Yes, ma'am. Hopefully everybody finds that helpful. And the last item I had under here under new business, I had a question from Mr. Murphy, just because this is something that I've wondered about myself, and I haven't had to deal with it in my terms on the court, but just to give the committee and those JPs in the audience just a little informational overview on executive sessions, because it relates to personnel, because typically when we go, if we did have to go into an executive session, just kind of some of the ground rules, here's what we do, when, why, where, and just give us a good overview of that, just in case it does ever come up and we do have to enter into an executive session, and then we'll take any questions after that.
Sure. The rules for executive session are found within the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act itself. So basically everything involving executive session is essentially carving out an exception within the Freedom of Information Act. Freedom of Information Act basically requires that public meetings such as this be open, that they be recorded, that the public is allowed to attend. Executive session normally does not have recording. Normally the public is not invited. In fact, people are specifically excluded. But there are only certain purposes in which executive session can be held. Those purposes are for employment decisions, appointment decisions, promotion decisions, demotion decisions, disciplining, or the resignation of public officers and employees, or, oddly enough, the consideration, evaluation, discussion of public water system security or utility security. So, for instance, tonight we talked about Lake Conway wastewater treatment. That in itself is not necessarily a security issue, but if they were talking about something that, where their wells are, caps are, something that might lead to a potential security breach, and that's something that executive session could be used for. Generally, the purpose has to be announced beforehand. What the executive session is going to be seeking. Recording is not made. And then following the executive session, the presentation of the votes is made. So whatever votes are made behind closed doors, then basically have to come out and announce what the vote is or re-vote, however you want to look at that. But the votes have to be made public. Those aren't private. The attendance of the executive session is such that in addition to the members of the quorum court, the top administrative position in the public agency, department, or office, the immediate supervisor, the employee can also attend, the employee, if there is an employee involved, and then any person being interviewed for a position within the department are people or persons that could be invited into executive session. So even I am not allowed in executive session. It is a very strict attendance. In fact, I think historically, at least over the last 10 years, the only time this quorum court has met in executive session is for an appointment for a elected position within the county. So, for instance, the either vacancy at the sheriff's office, vacancy at the assessor's office. Seems like there might be one more, Randy.
County judge.
County judge. That's right. Vacancy in the county judge. So those are typically when the quorum court is going to have to enter into executive session. Other quorum courts have a more, some other quorum courts have a more active role in personnel matters in regards to hearing grievances. We do not. So our policy is such that if an employee has a grievance, that grievance hearing is with the HR manager. But historically, years ago, the quorum court actually did meet to discuss those grievance hearings. And theoretically, in those cases, that's something where executive session privilege could have been used. A couple of prohibitions on the executive session. You can't defeat the spirit of FOIA, so you can't meet an executive session saying that you're going to do something personnel-related and go behind closed doors and talk about an appropriation ordinance. And you can't discuss items that normally would just be involved in open meetings. So anything that we normally discuss in public, you're not allowed to use executive session as just a shield to do those discussions behind closed doors. The one thing that's a little bit unclear is when executive session can be called in regards to the committee itself. So every example that I can find, both Attorney General's opinion and published appellate opinions is in regards to the committee as a whole, so in full court. That's usually the time when executive session is going to happen. However, there's no prohibition that says it can't happen in committees. So I would tell you that it's possible, but there's not a lot of precedent for it happening within the committee. However, if there were an issue that involved termination, resignation, whatever, that originated here, I think theoretically, executive session could be used. It takes a majority to vote on executive session, so just like any other motion, a motion, second, and at least three of the members vote to move it to executive session, same rules would apply. like I said, that's a little bit of thin ice. We don't really have a precedent for it, but it would seem that legally we still would have freedom of information that laws apply here, just like they do in the full court. That's all I have. If y'all have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy, for that overview of that. Anybody on the committee have any questions of Mr. Murphy? Any JPs or elected officials? Any members of the public? Okay. Thank you so much. It's not something that comes up often, but just because it was personnel related, I know I personally would, I thought it would be helpful to have that information because we don't know what we don't know. And giving us that overview, I think, was very helpful. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Other than that, we'll move on now to new business. I personally don't have any announcements. I know just a few things that will be coming up with the personnel committee. I know at some point during the year, and I'll have to get with Mr. Murphy on that, there'll be some updates to the county personnel manual that we'll be looking at. So I'm not sure when that'll be. I'll have to get with him on that, but that is on the radar of happening. I don't have anything. Any of the members of the committee have? Okay. Anybody in the audience? Okay. Based on that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So,
we're adjourned. Thank you.